that again, that it says the Tanan, we learned like this, a Mishnah in Chulin, ha-sheichet b'shabbos of Yom HaKippurim. If somebody shechts on Shabbos or on Yom Kippur, afa pishem es chayiv b'nafshay, even though you chayiv misa, on Shabbos is called a misa's bezdin, on Yom Kippur it's called yichayiv koris, still a shchitosek shera, the shchitah is good, you'll eat from the meat. So if so, it's a kash, if you shechts on Shabbos, it's called a shchitah ruya. So if you did it a'day shliach, why according to Rabbanan are you potter from Dal V'hei? So the Gemara answers that these Rabbanan hold, so v'lok Rabbi Yechon ha-sandler. They're going to have to hold like Rabbi Yechon ha-sandler. That he holds is tak osu midirai setit, if you did a melacha on Shabbos, so if you shechted an animal on Shabbos, according to Rabbi Yechon ha-sandler, it's tak osu tidit. So that's why the Rabbanan hold, you potter from Dal V'hei, because again it's called the shchita sheinu ruya. The Tanya, because we learned like this. The first two shittas are not like this. We learned that Hamavashel b'Shabbos b'Shogeg. If somebody cooks food on Shabbos b'Shogeg, he doesn't realize today is Shabbos, or else he thinks you're allowed to cook on Shabbos. The locher is Yoichel. You should know you're allowed to eat it. So Rashi says, Afilu b'y b'yoyim. Even today on Shabbos, you're allowed to eat it. You're allowed to eat the food that you cooked since you were a Shogeg. What about the mezid? Let's say you know today is Shabbos and still you cook. Is lo Yoichel, you're not allowed to eat it. So Rashi learns, lo Yoichel hu lo Yoichel. You're never allowed to eat it. It's a kenas. You can never eat it. But other Yisraelim are allowed to eat it. And Mashmi, even today on Shabbos also, they're allowed to eat it. Divrei Rabbi Meir. This is Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Yehuda says that b'shoigeg yoichel. If you cooked on Shabbos b'shoigeg and chanami, you also allowed to eat it. Yoichel. But when? L'maitzoy Shabbos, only on Maitzoy Shabbos. Mashma, though, on Shabbos itself, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there is such a kenas that even though it was done b'shoigeg, still you're not allowed to eat it. So Rashi learns, who lo mitzoy Shabbos? Mashma, he can't eat the food until mitzoy Shabbos. V'loy boy, not on Shabbos, v'loy boy bayayim, they can't see and shogeg otomezit. Because make a kenas for him at least, shoigeg otomezit. So therefore, he is not allowed to eat it until the night time, until mitzoy Shabbos. What about the mezid? Let's say you cook the mezid, then the Yudishita is lo yoichel olamis. You're never allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to eat it. Lo yoichel olamis. But I call upon him, according to these two shitas, according to Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Yudah, it's only yosim with the Rabbanan. Ma'ashenken, Rabbi Yechon, ha'san d'loy mer, b'shoigeg yoichel o'moitzoy Shabbos l'acherim v'loy loy. Rabbi Yechon, ha'san d'loy says, if you cook on b'shoigeg on Shabbos, you made a mistake, you forgot today was Shabbos, or you forgot it's also to cook on Shabbos, so then the locher is, yoichel, you're allowed to eat the food, yoichel who? Yoichel on Mitzoy Shabbos lacherim. Other people are allowed to eat this food on Mitzoy Shabbos. But for loyloy, the person that cooked it, it's also loylam. But the Rabbanan, it's also tidit loylam, even though it was only cooked b'shoigeg. But b'mezid, let's say you cook food on Shabbos b'mezid that you know today is Shabbos, and still you do it b'mezid, the locher is according to Rabbi Yechon and Hassan Lo, that lo yoichel olamis, you're never allowed to eat this food. Loy loy v'loy lacherim, not you and not anybody else. So chur, it is the pshat that's also midiraisa, and we'll soon see why. So mel, according to Rabbi Yechon and Hassan Lo, it's very good that Rabbanan holds if you shecht on Shabbos, Lamaisa, this is called a shchita sheinu ruya. You're not allowed to eat from the meat, not you and not anybody else, leilum. Therefore, your potter from the old way, is not called a shchita, the Torah is mechayev you for. Now the Gemara says, my time at Rabbi Yechon HaSandal. What's taka the reasoning of Rabbi Yechon HaSandal? Why is the whole taka tzosa? Why can't you eat what you cooked on Shabbos or the shchita you made on Shabbos? Kididorish Rabbi Chia, like Rabbi Chia Darshan, da pischa de venesia, by the door of the venesia. That what? The Pasuk says in Shemais, U'shmartem es ha-Shabbos ki kodesh hiluchem. You should watch Shabbos because it's kodesh hiluchem. So we darshin ma kodesh osa v'chilo. Just like something that's kodesh hegdish, like korban, that's hegdish, you're not allowed to eat it. Is af ma'ase Shabbos asurim v'chilo. Hu adin a ma'ase Shabbos means something that you cooked on Shabbos or something that you made a shchita on Shabbos. A ma'ase iser on Shabbos is also osa tit from it. For the Gemara, if it's mamash like hegdish, ima kodesh osa bano, maybe just like a korban, the meat there, the animal is osa bano, you can't have any enjoyment from it. not only you just can't eat it, but who adin it's mamish osa bano? See, if so, if Maisa Shabbos is like Kodesh, maybe af Maisa Shabbos osa bano, maybe who adin when you cook something on Shabbos, or if you make a shchita on Shabbos, not only can't you eat from the meat, but maybe who adin you can't even sell it to a guy, maybe it's osa bano, it's osa to have any enjoyment from it at all. Talmud Leima, this the pasuk tells us, no, lochem. It says, ki kodesh hi lochem. Lochem means to you, we darshan shelochem yehei. It should be for you. In other words, Shabbos, you do have from it. You could have enjoyment from Shabbos. So it means like this, that when you cook, you're not allowed to eat. It's also tidit leilum, as an isser achilur on it. But there's no isser b'hanor. Now, yochol afilu b'shoigig, maybe even if you cook or you shecht an animal b'shoigig on Shabbos, that means you didn't realize today was Shabbos, you didn't realize it's also to do with today on Shabbos. Maybe here also it's also b'chilo. On this Talmud Leima, the pasuk tells us, the end of the pasuk says, mechaloleho mois yumas. That if somebody was mechalol Shabbos, it says, alocha mois yumas, he has to be killed. So who gets killed? The meisid amati lecho. That this pasuk is only talking about the meisid. If you do the melacha the meisid, then at the end it says you get killed. And the beginning of the pasuk says that that Ushmat and Mesa Shabbos ki kodeshi. You should know that Shabbos has a din of kedusha on it, that what you do on Shabbos is also like Hegdish is also bachila. But only b'meizid v'lei b'shoigig and not on shoigig. And the Gemara says now, pligi bo ravach ravina. Tzaka machoikis amroyim, what is the pshat and nevichin asandl? That chadoma, one of these two say, maise Shabbos diraisa. In a chanam, like we just got finished saying, if you do a maloch on Shabbos, it's also teat from it midiraisa. It's also teat from the shrit you did on Shabbos midiraisa. V'chadoma, but another man the Yom holds, know that it's only the Rabbanan, it's only Yosem the Rabbanan. So Gemara explains now. Man the Yom the Yiraisa k'diyamoran. The one that says, according to Rabbi Yechonon, it's also the Yiraisa, it's very good that we just got finished saying. That's the Pshan this Pesach, who shemar the Mesa Shabbos, ki kodeshi, that Shabbos has a din like kodesh, it's also b'chilo. So the Gemara, but man the Yom the Rabbanan. But the one that says, even according to Rabbi Yechonon, it's only k'nas the Rabbanan. It's only midirabbanan that it's also tidit, but midiraisa it's mutter. Why the pasuk says ki kodesh? So they say, oh makro. The pasuk says kodesh he. The pasuk says ushmatem es Shabbos ki kodesh he. And actually, the word he means he kodesh. Shabbos itself has kedusha to it, but v'yein maisel kodesh. But a maisi you do on Shabbos, the melacha you do on Shabbos, that has no kedusha. Means it doesn't become asa b'chila. So if you shecht on Shabbos, or you cook on Shabbos, midirais of the food you are allowed to eat. Even according to Rabbi Yechanan, it's only Yosem and Rabbanan. So now the Gemara says, according to this man, the Yom, it's Shver again. Uleman, the Yom and the Rabbanan, the one that says, even according to Rabbi Yechanan, Amaisa Shabbos is only Yosem and Rabbanan, but midirais of the shchit you made on Shabbos is called the shchit teruya. You're allowed to eat from the meat. So back to the original kasher again. My Tamaya, the Rabbanan, the pottery. Why do the Rabbanan say if you're gonaf and then you made a shliach to shecht for you on Shabbos, why do we say you put from Dal V'hei? Since you made a shliach, you're not chayev misa. You're only chayev Dal V'hei. And the Maisa is called a shchita ruya. So why do the Rabbanan say you put her? So Gemara says, according to this man, you're going to have to say, ki kopat gri Rabbanan ashara. When did the Rabbanan really argue on Rameya? That they say you put her, they don't really mean it on Shabbos. For Shabbos they agree taki you are chayim dal v'hei. But yikka they argue one on the other two. That if you shech the animal that you did l'shem avoy dezara, or else the shahan iskol, there they say, since it's asa b'achila, that's called the shchit eshen ruya, there you put it for dal v'hei. But in echnami, on Shabbos taka, the case of Shabbos, the Rabbanan agree to Rabbi Meir. Now the Gemara explains, tofeach le'avoy des kichovim, what's one of these cases here? That Remeya holds Yechayib and Rabbanan say you potter, if you stole somebody's axe, and then b'shas teshchita, you made the shchita shem avoy dezara. So since you did it the shem avoy dezara, the Rabbanan say you potter, because it's called the shchita shen ruya, but according to Remeya, still Yechayib dal v'hei. Because see, old shchita shen ruya is also called the shchita. L'mais, you made a maisa shchita, Yechayib dal v'hei. The Marias Nukasha though, Kivon the Shochet Peperuta, as soon as you take your knife and you put it on like the neck of the animal, you start to cut. And you're doing it now, L'shem Avoy Dezara, is the Chura Issa Solei. It becomes also Bano, it becomes like a Tashmishi Avoy Dezara, it becomes also Bano, this animal. See, if so, either Kikotovach, when you finish making the shechita, lav the morikot tofach, you're not shechting the animal that belongs to the bialim. Like since it's also banor right now, it's not called the bialim. Agrashi says, lav the morikot tofach. So isasur alay, it's also banor. V'chiyuv v'detashlum yabov v'chamisha tficha k'sibu. When the Torah says yichayiv dalvei, if you made a ma'aseh tficha, v'yad k'mash shechita loy mechayiv. You're only chayiv when you finish the shechita. Umak made the moti gemash shechita, and here before you finish the end of the shechita, isasur banor al bayleha. This animal becomes also banor to the owner. Umehi shosa afsid minay. At that time, you like master from the bialim. The Yisalei Hodri Beinai, Volav de Mariu, you can't return it at that time. Sechura doesn't belong to the Bailam anymore. Sechura, you shouldn't be Chayav Dal Vehei. Sechura, the Chayav is only if you steal Ruvain Shor, and then you shecht it. But it has to be called Ruvain Shor the whole time until after the Shrita. Here, if you're doing it the Shem Avodah Zarah, the first, like, little, cut you make in the animal, that makes it an Isra Avodah Zarah. It's also Bano. So the Gemara answers, Amar Rava, Rava says, B'yoymer, we're talking about a case that you said, B'gmar zvichu oivda, that when do you want it to become an Isra Avodah Zarah? At the end of the Shechita. The beginning of the Shechita, you're not doing L'shem Avodah Zarah. It's only at the end of the Shechita that you're doing L'shem Avodah Zarah. Therefore, B'shas the Shechita still belongs to the owner. It's only at the end of the Shechita, that's when it becomes also to Avodah Zarah. So therefore, since it's at the end of the Shechita, but the beginning of the Shechita was done when it still belonged to the owner, therefore it's good v'yichayiv dalet v'hei. Now the Gemara asks, so good, you can give an answer for Avodah Zarah. But what do you do about Shor HaNiskol? For the Gemara l'chura, Shor HaNiskol also lavdi dehu the kotofach. But Shor HaNiskol poshet means, let's say Reuven owns a shor, and Reuven's shor killed somebody. It killed a person. So now that it killed a person, the lochur is bezdin paskin zois, so we have to kill this animal, we have to give this animal skila. So if we have to give the animal skila, it becomes also b'hano. So now if somebody comes and steals it and shechs it, like why are you chayav dal v'hei? The chur's not worth anything to the owner. It's lavdi day, it's also b'hano. So it should also be potter from dal v'hei. So my rabbi answers, hocha b'mayaskin, you know what we're talking about over here, k'goin shemosru l'shoimer. And we're talking about that the owner gave over the socks to a shomer, to a watchman. And it did the hezek by the shomer's house. In other words, Reuven gave over his shore for a shomer to watch. Now when the shomer was watching it, by the shomer's house, the shore killed somebody. So Beth and Paskin, now that this shore is chayiv misa, it's called the shore niskal. V'nigma dina bebe shomer. And in the shomer's house, the Beth and Paskin, that's chayiv misa. Now the case is v'gon v'ganef mi beis shomer. Somebody came and stole the socks from the shomer's house. That's the case. Not that you stole it from the owner, but you stole it from the shomer after it was a shor haniskal. Now the chiddush is Rabbi Meir sovelok Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Meir holds like Rabbi Yaakov, v'sovelok Rabbi Shimon, and he also holds like Rabbi Shimon. What does that mean? Sovelok Rabbi Yaakov. That Reb Meir holds like Reb Yaakov Shita, that says a tremendous chiddush, the Omar that says, the Omar, af mi shenigmar dinoi, herziroi shomer lebolov muchsar. When a shomer has the animal, as long as the animal is still alive, and it's the same way he took it, he has a right to say, harei shalach lefanecha. He has a right to say, here it is, take it back. Even though now it's also bano, now it's a shor haniskol, lechur, it's not the same shor I took. Yeah, I gave you my shor to watch that I'm allowed to use it. Now what you're giving me back is a shor haniskol. Still, Rabbi Yaakov says, as far as Hilcha Shirmim goes, the shorim is allowed to say, af mi shenigma dinoi herzir Hashem lebol of muchzer. He could say, harei shalach lefanecha. This is your shor. So it comes out now to this shomer itself, this shor is really worth money. This shor, if it's around, the shomer returns it to the owner and his potter. But now that somebody stole it from the shomer, that the shomer can't return it, the shomer has to pay the money for it. So vayta v'sovelok Rabbi Shimon, that Rabbi Meir also holds like Rabbi Shimon Shita, the Yoma that says, dover hagorim lemomen is k'momen domi, that something that's a cause for money is considered like money. A dover hagorim lemomen is k'momen domi. So here also, so since this shomer right now, this shor, true right now, it's not worth anything, it's a shor haniskel, but he could return it to the owner and free himself by doing it. So this shor is a ger for him to pat himself a moment. So somebody stole it from him right now, it's called the person made a maisa geneva, he stole something from the shomer. And if the ganav made a tficha, so he's chayiv dal v'hei. So that's the chiddush, even though the shor is also b'hanom, it's not worth anything to the original owner, but for this shomer that has it right now, that has to give it back, vim it's worth something. So somebody made a geneva tficha from him, that's the case that according to Rav Meir, you chayiv dal v'hei. But according to the Rabbanan, the reason why you potter is because it's called a shechita sheina ruya. Since lamais you can't eat from this animal because it's a shor haniskel, therefore you potter on a shechita. Yeah. Mora says now. So this is the teretz of Rish Lakish one sinsa. Rish Lakish one sinsa that our Mishnah goes according to Rav Meir that holds Lekio Mishalim. Now the Gemara says, Rabbam, Rabbi says, Li'olam v'tofecha de'yatzmai. Rabbi says you could even answer this last braisa where you made the shechita ideyatzmai. Even in such a case, still Rav Meir holds yichayev dal v'hei. Let's say you stole it and you made the tficha on Shabbos and you yourself made the tficha l'chur yichayev misa, still yichayev dal v'hei. That's Rabbi's chiddush. That Rabbi omar li'olam b'tofecha ideyatzmai. That you yourself made the shechita on Shabbos. Rabbi Meir, what's Rabbi Meir's shechita? Rabbi Meir holds Leikyo Mishalem Islay, Meisu Mishalem Leslay. True, usually Rabbi Meir holds Leikyo Mishalem. Malkus and Momin, you do have to pay both. But usually when you have a Chiv Miser upon you, then Taki you put it from paying back money. But I'll tell you, by Knas, Vishani Hani, Techidishu Shechichatura be Knas. Over here, by Dalad Vehei, that you have to pay back an extra 3 or an extra 4 times more than just the Gneva, that's a Knas. And a Knas, the Svar is, Afagav de Mikto, even though you get killed, like here you shechted it on Shabbos, still Mishalim, still you have to pay back the money. In other words, just like the whole payment of Knas is a Chiddush, like really you don't deserve to pay it. You only stole an animal, you have to pay back one time. When you have to pay back 3 more times or 4 more times, that's a Knas. And on the Knas, here Rav Meir holds that even though you have a Chiv Misa, the Knas is still you have to pay the money. So that's why here, where you made the Tzvich on Shabbos, even though you Chiv Misa, still the Lachar is that you have to pay back the money. And like Rashi brings down, still the Gemara soon is going to ask the Kasha. But the original Kasha was according to Rav Meir, if you hold this Svar that when you get Misa, still you have to pay, how come the next Mishnah says by Bitoi, when you manage your own daughter, that there you are putter. The Churwa, you putter, true, you chayiv Mises Bezdin, but according to Rav Meir, according to Rabbi now, was saying when there's a chayiv Knas, Knas you still have to pay. I thought the Gemara was going to ask later. But now the Gemara says, the Ozdo Rabbi Latayme, Rabbi goes according to his Tam. The Yomar Rabbi, that Rabbi said, Hoye gedi goinef loy. Let's say you already stole the gedi, you stole the kid from before. V'tov choy b'shabbos. And now you first made the tficha on Shabbos. You should know chayiv, even though you're making the tficha, the shechita on Shabbos, that you chayiv misa for it, still you chayiv to pay back the money that dal v'hei. Why? Shekvar nischayiv b'gneva koidim shiyovu da yisa Shabbos. That you already chayiv for the maisa gneva you made before Shabbos. But really, the Gemara could have said the same case where you made the Geneva without a Nisa Shabbos. But the Gemara wants it like this. The Geneva, the first time you have to pay back the first amount, that's not called the Kenas. That's the Svar. If you stole it, you have to pay it back. So if that would have been done, B'shas, the Yisra Shabbos, and Echnamia, that you put it from paying back, that you say, come with the Rab Minei, that's regular money, then there would not be a Chiv Dal V'hei. So we want to say now that the first payment of the Geneva was done before Shabbos. So that is no Ptur Kamla, you have to pay back that money. What did you do on Shabbos? You made the Tficha. That you have to pay back the extra 3 or 4 times. That's a Knas. And that's Rabbi Svar now that a Knas that comes B'Shas Misa, still you have to pay the Knas. That's all part of the Chiddush. But let's say Gonaf Atofach B'Shabbos. Let's say you made the Maisa Geneva and the Tficha on Shabbos. In a case where even B'Shas the Geneva, there was an Issa Shabbos involved. So you'd say, come live the Rabbi Minei, Bishas the Geneva. So then the locher is potter. For sure you potter from paying back the Demeha Geneva. Because the Demeha Geneva, the first value of it, That's not a kenas. That's called mammon. On that we say, since you have the chi of misa, you're potter from paying it back. And once you pay potter from paying back the gneva, then you don't have to pay back stam three or four times. Because the klal is, shimein gneva ain't tficha v'yemichira. If you don't have the first payment for the gneva, then you don't have the payment of tficha or mechira. In other words, there's a klal, you have to pay either four or five times. There's no such thing as this paying back three or four times. So if it have a, once you have a ptur on the gneva, who adin then you'll be potter on the knas also. Now the Yom Rabba Rab also said the same type of chiddush, that what's going to be hoi gedi gonafloi. Again, you stole the kid before. Now the tovcha b'machteres. Now b'machteres, machteres means a tunnel. Now, there's a loch in the Torah, if somebody's stealing, you're coming into your house, and he's digging a tunnel underneath your front entrance. If the owner catches him, the owner has the right to kill him. If somebody is digging a tunnel, then we say for sure that since he's doing such a big thing to get into your house, if you're going to catch him and stop him, he'll come to kill you. So it's called he's coming to kill you. Therefore, you're allowed to go and kill him first. So the svar is now, kol zaman the ganav is in the machteris, in the tunnel, it's considered like he's chayiv misa. Because at that time, the owner could kill him. So therefore, it's like this. If he made the shechita in the machteris, really we should say it should be a din of kom lev the rabbi minei. Because at that time, when he's in the tunnel, it's considered like he has the chiv misa, and we should say no chiv money could come upon him then. But still, Rabbi says again, chayiv ishno, no, he is chayiv dal vehei. Why? Shekvan is chayiv b'gneva kodim shiyovla da yisa machteres. Because before he came into the tunnel, he already stole it. So he's chayiv to pay back one time for the gneva, or who had been kefil. And now in the machteres that he's making the tzficha, since the tzficha, the chiv, is the chiv of knas, that's Rabbi Svara, even though it's considered like Yechayiv Misa in the machteres, but still Misa does not part you, does not free you from paying back the knas. But what about Gona Fetofa the machteres? Let's say you first made the Maisa Kinyan, the Gneva, in the tunnel. You first picked it up in the tunnel when you're digging through or digging out. Then Taka Potter. Then you should know you're potter from paying back dal v'hei. Why? Shimein geneva and tficha b'en mechira. Because since for the geneva, the first payment is coming the same time when it's considered like yichayiv misa, when you're caught in the machteres, since at that time the owner has the right to kill you, it's called like you have the chiv misa. So you're potter from paying back the demei hageneva. Once you're potter from paying back that, we can't be mechayiv to pay back dal v'hei. Because the main Geneva and Tvicha via Mechira. These are the two cases of Rabba that he says this Chiddush, that in the case when Yechayev Knas, only Knas, then Yechayev, even though you also Chayev Misa. Now the Gemara says Utsricha. We need these two cases of Rabba, the case of Shabbos and the case of Machteres. Di Yashmin and Shabbos, if we just hear the first case about Shabbos, Mishum di Yisurei Yisraelim, I would say there maybe, if you made the Geneva on Shabbos, the reason why you potter. Because you say, come live the Rabbinay, because the Issa Shabbos is an Issa Oilam. In other words, any time later the Edom will come and say you are over the Issa Shabbos, you Mechala Shabbos, then they will give you the Chiv Misa. Abu Machteres Mashenka, in the case where you caught in the tunnel, I would think that Issa Misa, the Issa Shohu, it's only at the time when you're in the tunnel that the owner has the right to kill you. So it's only called like you have a Chiv Misa that one time, that one short period of time. Eimalai. So maybe for that type of a chiv misa, maybe I wouldn't say kam leib the rab minei. Therefore, kamashmula know that if you made the gneva and the tfich in the machteris, you should know your potter from paying. Now, viyash mina machteris, if Rabbi would have just let us hear the case of machteris, that I say kam leib the rab minei, mishum the machterosoi, zui as rosoi. There's a new svar to say that when you're in the machteris, you do not need to be warned, or that's considered your warning. In other words, the owner is allowed to come and kill you, even though he doesn't warn you. If an owner sees somebody making a tunnel, digging under his front door to come into the house, the owner is allowed to kill you even without warning you. So that's maybe called the chomedik emisa, that you could be killed without being warned. There we'll say, come leib the rab minei. Avul Shabbos, Mashenken, if you do a geneva on Shabbos, the boy yasro yoni chayiv misa, if they warn you first, a maloi, maybe there you would not say come live the rabbi minei tzricha. That's why I need the two chedushim of Rabba, that in both cases we also say come live the rabbi minei. All right, we'll stop here.